This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Britain is set for a new chapter Friday after securing a hard-fought post-Brexit trade deal with the European Union, as EU envoys awaited a briefing on an accord reached only after months of torturous negotiations. The country will now not tumble off a trade cliff edge come January 1st, avoiding a mountain of tariffs and quotas. French fishing officials welcomed the post-Brexit trade accord Friday that will allow them to continue plying British waters after January 1st, avoiding a no deal that could have threatened the livelihoods of thousands. Access to Britain's rich fishing waters was a major sticking point in the post-Brexit talks, and the agreement struck Thursday will require EU fishing vessels to relinquish 25% of their current quotas over the next 5.5 years. The CDC says all passengers coming from Britain to the U.S. must get a negative COVID-19 test before their flight. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
The United States is the latest country to announce travel restrictions because of the new variants of the coronavirus that's spreading in Britain. Dr. Lee Harrison, who's an infectious disease specialist at the University of Pittsburgh Medical Center, says testing passengers is a good idea, but
given all the travel between the UK and the US, I wouldn't be surprised if we're already here. It hasn't been detected yet that I'm aware of.
And he adds there's no reason right now to be concerned about the new strains.
It doesn't really change what we do, and it doesn't really change the effectiveness of the public health measures that everybody recommends.
The CDC's testing order goes into effect on Monday. I'm Shelley Adler.
Hundreds of lorries arrived at the French port of Calais Friday as authorities scrambled to ease a bottleneck in Britain, where thousands of drivers have been stuck for days after